Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the exhale that gets you.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Good.
It's Friday, friends.
Good
it's
morning. Friday. It is Friday.
Yeah.
7:21 right now, in fact, on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, right? So you're not walking around with it. Let go of those baggages, that baggage, before you hit the weekend, all right? It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. And you know what?
What?
I was going to start it off.
You can do it. It's the Bob Rose Show.
Okay.
Yeah, what you got?
I didn't want to say it in front of our friends that are supporting the bicycle riders, because I didn't want it to seem like it's a negative.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a negative for moi, for
okay.
me.
Okay.
We rode the bikes yesterday, Betsy and I, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we're in reasonable good shape, especially, you know, considering age and other things. You know, playing pickleball, go to the gym, you know. What in the heck happened? How did bike riding get so darn difficult? Not from a skill set. From a pedal power. I swear, like the littlest of molehills, it's like I'm in first gear going nowhere. All right, so then you got to put it in second gear. Now you're like pump and pump and pump. I don't remember it being that bad. And then we're riding down this one street, and I see a little girl coming the other way. She probably was 10 or 12. And she's going up a hill. Now, again, not a steep hill, but it didn't have to be a steep hill to make it hard.
Yeah.
And she's just pedaling, la, 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 smiling, having fun. I'm like, what the heck? How come it's so easy? It's not like I don't have leg strength. Mm-hmm. You know, I can I can push 500 pounds with my legs 10 times. But I don't know. There's something about it. And maybe it's the bike. Maybe I just have such a cheap bike. It has like beyond what should even be a natural resistance. Yeah. Maybe it's like a training bike, you know?
Well, I tell you, weight of the bike and all the hardware does make a difference. Back in the day when I was a reserve cop and I was on the bike squad, and the initial bikes that were donated weren't really the
top high, of the line.
No. And once we got into the nice ones, we realized, man, those things were boat anchors. And you just realize, you know, good gears, lighter weight frame, all that kind of thing makes a difference. And, of course, you know, kind of shape you're in, just saying.
What?
What?
How
what?
Dare you?
What?
That's bugging me. Pam, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hi, this is Pam from Keystone Heights area. I'm a small farmer in the area, and it's a beautiful sunrise. I'm so glad to call in for the first time. What's bugging me is my love for Trump has faded. I am a small farmer, and I am totally disgusted about his tweet of lack of understanding and the $40 billion he's paying for Argentina beef. I raise Hereford cattle in the area. I also have to work a full-time job to pay for the farm I've been on for almost 30 years. And it totally disgusts me the way he is ignoring Marjorie Taylor Greene and her good advice. The way he is totally forgetting his five pillars. And if you don't know what they are, look up Tucker Carlson's show on it. His five mega pillars. One of those pillars was to support American workers. And he has left the farmers high and dry. He needs to get away from Ben Shapiro, Levine, and Ted Cruz and leave Israel to support themselves. He needs to keep our money at home supporting our own farmers. I am ready to walk away from the Republican Party because of the way he is totally abandoning his promises.
Now, hold on, Pam. Let me ask you a question directly to this subject matter. For a lot of us, going to purchase beef at the supermarket has become quite an expensive endeavor, where, you know, even ground beef sometimes is $4 or $5 a pound. So where's the disconnect?
Sir.
We know you, as ranchers and farmers, are not getting rich.
I can tell you where that is, sir. First of all, the market is run by foreign industries that own our beef processing plants. Second of all, the regulations are strangling us. Right here in Northeast Florida, Keeley Dairy has been completely shut down by the USDA for no reason. They had clean tests, and it was just an accusation. But all over the country, farmers are decimated by the heavy regulations. I can't even sell eggs to my neighbors without having an inspection, professional washing machines to clean the outside of the eggs. It's totally ridiculous, except for the cottage industry that allows me to sell home-baked goods, which I feel are more dangerous than my farm products. I can't sell. In order to sell beef, which I can sell you some beef for $7 a pound, I have to pay $100 extra to have a USDA stamp stamped on the meat. I have to make an appointment for it. Did you know appointments were almost a year out because of the lack of processing?
Wow. I wish we could go on with this, and we will at some point. Our Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson, that's definitely call me when he is in here, or before he's in here, actually. We'll try to give you a heads up. All right. Where are we going here? Shep, what's bugging you?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm not just bugged. I am downright angry. I'm on YouTube listening to Lisa Haven, and she put up a TikTok video of some woman who is of less than ideal financial means. And she said that she and others like her, if their food stamps and SNAP benefits are cut off, they are going to start targeting people coming out of grocery stores. And she was very smug about it. She said the grocery store is going to say, not our problem, it didn't happen in the store, call the police, file a report. Okay, I have three words. Get a job. Or as Sean and I used to say, get a job.
Oh,
there's a flashback.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of information packed in there.
Yeah.
It is 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot to talk about, including Trump's and tariffs and other things. Also, the governor of Chicago and his big pie hole shooting off. So hang in there, my friends. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.